Good evening. This is Shmuel Mayevsky. I entitled tonight's shiur, Moshe and Mordechai, Leaders for the Ages. And the reason for that is really, I don't want to say very simple, but the reality is we've had many leaders through the ages, but none of them met the criterion of Moshe or Mordechai in terms of how they affected Klal Yisrael and the way they stayed through from beginning to end. Moshe began his career as a youngster living in the palace. Of course, his life was saved, but he was willing to give up everything by when he first time he left the palace, and he went out and he saw that an Egyptian was Vayachas Hamitzri Vaneu Bechol. By doing that, he knew he was giving up everything, all the pleasantries of living in the palace, and he was a man on the run and had to give up everything, but he was willing to do that. And even at the end of his life, he was, until the end, a very vigorous person. But that was because Hashem gave him the koiches, the strength to do all these things, because he never let up for one second. And Mordechai was the same way. And we illustrate that by what we're saying about Moshe. We know about his life, but when God gave him the tafkid, God gave him the mission to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He hadn't been with them for so many years yet, but he understood the purpose of his mission was to raise up Klal Yisrael. What we're looking for in leaders is not to come down to the level, but to raise them to your level. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do. And when we say Oz Yoshir Moshe Kriyas Yamsuf, this is only the beginning. Moshe is Oz Yoshir Moshe Bnei Yisrael as Hashira Azos. And in this week's parasha, we see Vayikra El Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elov. And the Vayikra is spelled with a small aleph. And God is making it, Moshe is saying Eidus over here. He's testifying that he doesn't feel equal to the task of being called by Hashem to put himself above the people. He wants to make it seem like he's one of the people, not deserving. He has this anivus about him, but not the anivus not to know what his purpose is and what his tafkid is. He understands that he has to rise above, but he understands where his place is in the world and everything that he's there for, and he has to subjugate his life for his people. And we see that time and time again when before they crossed the Yamsuf by all the Makos and the Kriyas Yamsuf again by Milchemes Amalek, and he understands they need to see him up on high. He understands that to go down and fight with them is not going to help. They have to see him raising his hand, that he goes up on top of the Har for his vantage point so all could see him praying for his people and doing the most he can. And throughout the Midbar, by hitting the rock when they complained for water, he was always their chief advocate. And by the Egel that we just went through, he was their chief advocate. God wanted to destroy them, but yet Moshe says, Mecheni no mesifrecha asher kosofta. If you're going to dispose of Klal Yisrael, you have to take my name out of the equation. I don't want to be identified with them. I don't want to be part of the whole equation at all, because then I have failed my mission. I need you to rescind your anger and to forgive them and give them another chance. He was always looking to raise them up. God chose at this point to say Vayikra El Moshe, and Moshe wrote it with the fact that he said Vayikra El Moshe Vayedaber Hashem Elov. There's a very interesting word over here. What is the purpose of saying Elov to him? It's distinction. The distinction now is saying that God is speaking to him alone and not to Aaron, because Aaron was the one who brought this situation to its being. He's telling Moshe, you did a great job and I appreciate it. I'm talking to you softly, but I'm only talking to you now. At this juncture, Aaron still hasn't brought the carbon that we will have in a couple of weeks in Parsha Shemini to expiate his sin for the Egel at this point. And God is talking to Moshe. He's not talking to both of them, because one would think he should talk to both of them, because the nature of what he's going to be speaking about in this parasha is all the korbanos, which certainly entail Aaron and his children, all the kohanim and the levim, what their part will be. But yet God chooses Moshe only to speak to him, because while he's very happy or satisfied with Moshe, what he's did, telling him he did a good job getting them to this point, raising them up to do the Mishkan. It doesn't tell us anything about Aaron. We don't hear about anything about Aaron in the Mishkan until Bahalos Chos all the way for a long time later, when we get to Bamidbar, after Aaron is finally, at to some degree, forgiven for his sin. But of course, Aaron wasn't able to raise Klal Yisrael to his level. He brought himself down to their level by letting himself be forced to build the Egel. He could have risen above it. Under the same circumstances, you don't think if the tables were turned, Moshe was not that kind of a character. He would have been willing and understanding the fact that he could have made some sort of a speech to bring them around, not to do the Averis as he always did, to give them that Tochacha. And with the Maaseh Korach, with the Maaseh Meraglim, he always raised them up to his level, so that even when he passed away, Lo chasu eino v'lo noslecho, he always had the courage, the strength, the fortitude to be able to bring them up to his level. Mordechai was the same. Eliyahu HaNavi was a great Navi, but he did not have the patience to raise up the people with him. He tried, but unfortunately, he had to be taken away because he did not have the fortitude to stay with them and raise the Klal Yisrael up to his level. David HaMelech was certainly the greatest king Klal Yisrael ever had, but at the end of his life, he still wasn't able to rise to the level. He brought unity to the people, but only to a certain point in time. And obviously, he didn't leave his mark on his children the same way, or on the people, that not long after Shlomo was, for 40 years, there was peace. But nevertheless, Shlomo fell by the wayside, to the point where the Gemara says he wasn't even going to be allowed to have his Olam Haba until even after David's intercession for him. But it didn't help. The Darshei Rishimos, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, had to, people had to intercede, not people, but the Malachim, whatever it is, or whoever was, came to his defense, that repatriated his soul. But it reached to that level. David HaMelech had his shortcomings. But Mordechai, we read the Megillah this week, we celebrate Purim. And Purim is the one holiday that is going to be, the Gemara tells us that even after Mashiach comes and we have the Olam Haba, all the Yom Tovim will be null and void, except for Purim, because Purim was a holiday where we rose up to the level. Mordechai put his life on the line. He could have avoided Haman. He could have done so many things differently, but he chose to make an example of himself and risk his life to be there every time Haman passed by, to, so to speak, stick it in his face by not bowing down. The people were very upset, but he gave the people courage, because he realized he was somebody that was in the public eye. He was their leader. And while people were upset with him for just forcing the issue, but nevertheless, that's what turned them around. It gave them a sense of self-worth. Moshe, with all his dealings with the Paro, was always raising up the people, giving them the feeling of self-worth to raise them up to be able to perform the mitzvos. One question that, and even at the end, Moshe, who was always their chief advocate, and without politics behind him, Mordechai was the same. The last pasuk in the Megillah, it says, "Ki Mordechai Hayudi Mishnah LaMelech Achashverosh Doresh Tov LiAmo V'Dover Shalom LiChol Amo LiChol Zaro." He didn't look if you're a Republican, you're a Democrat, you're a liberal, you're a conservative. It didn't make a difference. And obviously, Mordechai had his detracted. It said, Doresh Tov LiAmo, but it says majority of people were on Mordechai's side. A lot of people were not on Mordechai's side. There were many people who were not in the Maaseh Korach, not on Moshe's side. He didn't let it sway him, Moshe. Mordechai did not let it sway him. He had the best interests of Klal Yisrael, no matter who they were. L'chol Zaro, to all Jews, regardless it was for all his people, for all his Jews, it didn't matter if they were in favor of Mordechai. He understood. He raised up their feeling of self-worth. And what made me wonder at one point, we see at the beginning of this week's parsha, when it says Vayikra, there's a small aleph. And we're told that it was to signify the modesty, the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu with God being so close to him, the chiba that God showed him. He felt unworthy of that kind of chiba from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But one other thing that is very equal to that, to give us the end. In the last Nevuah, at the end of Malachi, the last two psukim are very interesting. And we know the last pasuk is Hinei Anochi, the Haftorah that we read on Shabbos HaGadol, that Hinei Anochi Sholeach Lachem Es Elio Anovi. But the pasuk before that is Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. And in Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi, the Zion is a very big Zion. And I look up in all the Mefarshim, and none of them make any comment on why the Zion is a large Zion. And it's very interesting because in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, one point is made in Chelek. And what it talks about, from where do we know Mehechon, where do we know there's a remez in the Torah for Tchias HaMesim? How do we know for all the things in the end of days that there will be a Tchias HaMesim in our Torah? And it says the first thing, believe it or not, the pasuk that is used is Oz Yoshir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Asashir Azoz. And it is Oz Yoshir. Then Moshe will sing. What does that mean in the future? The song was right now, Oz Yoshir Moshe. What is the purpose of using the future tense in that time? So it says when Mashiach will come, and the significance is the large Zion at the end that Malachi is saying is Zichru. What we need to reach the end of days, to reach the point where in Mordechai Kimu Vikiblu, that Mordechai spurred Klal Yisrael at this point to raise them up to his level, Kimu Vikiblu Hayudim, what Moshe could not accomplish at the time of Matan Torah. There were those who were detractors, or that, you know, Kafat Saleim Harke Gigis, God said, you know, Kiblu Es HaTorah Vim Lav Shom Tehi Kvuraschem, this will be your death because I need you to accept the Torah. And they actually did. At this point in time, Mordechai was able to raise up Klal Yisrael from the depths of despair that the Megillah begins, Vahibi Meach Shveirosh, and so many Jews went to the Suda and were Nene from the Suda Sachashveirosh. At the end of the story, 12 years later, Kimu Vekiblu HaYehudim Alehem V'Al Zaram, they were Makabel the Torah, because at that point they were Zoicha to Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. What is the significance of the large Zion? Because the small Aleph and the large Zion, Malachi is making up for the small Aleph by putting the large Zion with Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi to spell, to signify that if we in fact do remember the Torah of Moshe, it doesn't say Shamar, it doesn't say Vayitzav Olav, that you must do it. But if you remember the Torah of Moshe, then that spells the word Oz. That is the future for Klal Yisrael. The future is in our hands. If we celebrate Purim, if we remember Zichru Toras Moshe at the same time that the Jews were in the depths of despair, they reached that level of Kimu Vekiblu HaYehudim Aleihem V'Al Zaram. They really embraced the Torah and all its mitzvot in that time because they recognized the hand of God that was staring them in the face. They could not avoid it at this juncture. That really raised them up. And Moshe is Oz Yoshir Moshe. When that day comes, when we do remember Moshe's Torah that he gave us, and we do obey the laws of the Torah, Oz Yoshir Moshe. That is when the end of days will come. That is when we will have the Mashiach Tzidkenu will come. And then the next pasuk comes into fruition. At that juncture, Hinei Anochi Sholeach Lachem as Eliyahu HaNavi. Then you will see the coming of Eliyahu HaNavi, and we will be zochet to witness the Gula Shalema. Thank you and have a good evening.
Thank you. Good night. Good night. Shkoyach.
Thank you.
Shkach.
Baruch Tia.